This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
For a few more minutes, we've got the state rep in studio with Stuart Rhodes, who's introduced the legislation in Texas for Texas to fund our own wall. That's coming up. Faith, you were getting into the yellow vest exploding across not just Canada, but other parts of the world. A truly beautiful nationalist movement against carbon taxes, against globalism, against open borders. But 15, 14 weeks, how many weeks we're into this, the corporate media still hides who they really are.
That's exactly right, and we're seeing that trend again cross international borders. So the same way that we saw in France, the international media there saying, it's all about a fuel tax, it's all about a gas tax, that's all that's happening. Macron walks back on the gas tank, and what do you know? These people continue to stand on the streets, march on the streets, and in fact their numbers grow. Well, this past week here in Canada, we had our own United We Rule convoy for Canada, huge truck. Come in thousands and thousands of miles from our far west and our far east into central Canada, into the seat of power of Ottawa, where Justin Trudeau is. And their message was simple. No more UN migrant compact. We don't believe that you should be able to migrate to any country for any reason and that be declared a human right. No more open borders. Justin Trudeau erased our southern boundary without a democratic mandate. No more carbon tax, this tax on literal pixie dust. It's socialism, okay? And more pipelines. We don't want to be buying oil from all these dirty nations that beat their women and make them have male guardianships like Saudi Arabia. We got our own oil underneath this beautiful country. Drill, baby, drill. And what does the mainstream media, the corporate media do here in Canada? They say that it's all about pipelines. Well, of course they do, because we can talk about the economics, but God forbid that we talk about the bigger issues that our country right now is frankly being invaded by design by the globalists. And so it was amazing for me, and in a way kind of frightening, to see these guys, grassroots from all over the country, come together, organize this. I mean, there was no one leader, there was no one group, it was just a bunch of normal people.
Truly organic, not synthetic.
Yes.
The opposite of AstroTurf.
Yes, absolutely, and their message was loud and clear along the side of their trucks and their buses, and the media was just like with a whiteout going through and just saying, we're going to highlight these parts and censor these other parts.
Okay, let me ask you this question. I want to have you back soon just to get into this for a whole hour because it's so incredible. I think they run the risk of saying the French's back was broken, so they pushed it as a vanguard of globalist social engineering, and then it blew up biggest. I see the attempt to crush and dominate nice, friendly, hardworking, great Canadians every race, color, and creed. I think Canada could be the next big detonator in this because they're pushing you guys so hard.
Yeah, people don't realize that Canada is the canary in the coal mine. We seem like, you know, the kind of lame brothers to the north, maybe, but we are actually the country right now facing the fastest rate of ethnic change globally. We also have the highest per capita immigration rate globally, actually twice that of the United States. And our illegal numbers are way, way high as a percentage of our population as well. This all coming, I'll be putting out a report pretty soon, as you look at the people who are running our country, and a huge percentage are actually people who weren't even born here. So it goes to show you that we're basically letting the foxes in charge of the hen house over here. And at a certain point, we, like Canucks, are going to start to push back. Don't forget, we're the ones who know how to cross-check properly in the good old hockey game. So I think that they continue to push us. They can be darn sure that we're going to be pushing back. And this week was just the very first domino in the line.
And again, immigration would work fine if people were brought to the melting pot, but they're being indoctrinated to hate Western nations when they're brought in, and people are aware of it. Faith Goldie, you are in fuego. You're awesome. People should follow you right now at Faith Goldie. Look forward to having you and your husband fly on to Austin to co-host whenever you want. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalists and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please, oh, my, stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
Police say anti-Trump protesters sprayed five Trump supporters, including an 8- and 11-year-old girl outside Anaheim City Hall.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
Trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech. If somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out, fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home, you're about to see some very violent footage.
If you want to fight, you better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rallies were meant as a show of unity against what they call a seditious fringe allegedly trying to sabotage the president.
You can see there a FedEx delivery driver jumping in to try to put an end to the protest.
You don't like, get the
just to strengthen numbers. I'll give it to eight lifts. You want to come out, you probably have 100 of you against one of me because that's what it's going to take. Believe me, people like myself will stand up and we'll be coming right back at you.
You say he's not your president, then you shouldn't be here.
Donald Trump is bringing us together. You got that? This is the heart of 1776.
We've got some breaking news. Actor and musician Justin Smart from the hit show Empire was attacked and beaten early this morning in Chicago.
Police are looking for two potential persons of interest in a possible hate crime against actor Jussie Smollett.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
He said, "This MAGA country punches me right in the face."
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
I'm disgusted by people who wear hats that say MAGA.
make America great again. I don't like that it's being put out there in the media that this is a possible hate crime.
Right.
I think that even sows a seed that makes people feel
of
like,
doubt.
Well, is he making this up?
The media has really cast so much doubt on his story, which I find so personally offensive, that a gay black man is targeted and then suddenly he becomes the victim of people's disbelief.
Yeah. We have a media that's saying it's a debate whether or not what just happened to Jussie Smollett is a hate crime. It's absurd.
Coming from the President of the United States, he's dog whistling every day.
Senator Cory Booker said the vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
If his claims turn out to be a complete hoax, it would just be one in a long list of fake, phony, concocted, MAGA-inspired hate crimes in the Trump era.
Sean Hannity's going to eat Jussie Smollett's lunch every single second.
To the national media, Smollett's story was the perfect metaphor for the Trump era. It was also, pretty clearly, a total crock.
Tucker Carlson is going to eat Jussie Smollett's lunch.
Smollett told them his attackers yelled pro-Make America Great Again or MAGA comments during the attack.
And that says a lot about the place that we are in our country right now. The fact that we have these fear mongrels, these people that are trying to separate us, and it's just not okay.
And this is America in 2019.
Oh, it is a horrible story.
Yeah.
State rep here in the great state of Texas is in studio with us. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, and of course a Yale graduate in law and a great patriot, is here with us as well. Oathkeepers.org. Kyle is at kylebiederman.com. And I appreciate you coming in because you were all over the news in the last week for introducing a legislation here in the great state of Texas to build our own wall. I guess we're the biggest part of the 2,200-mile border, and all the studies, as you know, crime putting in a wall, plus it's constitutional. And I love this idea of having the state do it, to just kind of take things, because I mean, you know, I'm a state's rights guy. Yeah. I think Trump would support it. So thanks for coming in and tell us about the plan.
Well, Alex, great to be here. And what a privilege to be able to talk to people that really do care. I mean, when you're at the Capitol, you're talking to people that have no guts, they have no courage, and they just want to pass things off. They want to kick the can. So being here to talk to you, knowing that you really care and that you've got people out there listening that really do care and are going to listen and try to help. But
I'm glad you said that. The power of the show is the audience.
Yes.
I mean, they're it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly true. And the power for me are my constituents. And so, in fact, today on Texas Tribune, they're talking about how the border is not that important for the state of Texas and for the people of Texas. And yet they just came out with a poll. Texas Tribune and the University of Texas, which, you know, two not very conservative outfits, and the number one concern for the people of Texas, the number one concern for the people of Texas is illegal immigration. Number two is border security. And then number three is not even education. Yet that is what we're talking about this whole session is education. But the number one and two of the people is not what we're talking about. So obviously at the legislature, we don't have priorities where the people feel the priority is for Texas. And so that's why it's so important for somebody to stand up and have the courage to speak out and say, this is the priority of the people of Texas. This is who we represent. And if we don't get this done, they're going to come after us. And I hope they do. But
well, let's talk about the logistics of that, because it's in the Constitution. And we talk about a wall. It doesn't need to be everywhere, but in these key areas, we know it just stops the massive smuggling, the human trafficking, people pouring across the border.
Yeah.
So as a representative here in Texas, describe what your constituents are telling you, what the Border Patrol is telling you, what the state police are telling you. People don't understand. Texas is right on the area with the most failed area of Mexico and just the level of carnage we're talking about.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, Texas has actually spent almost $4 billion of the taxpayers' money over the last 8 years on border security, but we really didn't get border security. We just sent our law enforcement, our DPS, down to the border to catch and release and hand them over to ICE. And so we didn't really get much for our money.
So under Obama, they just became delivery people for illegal aliens.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so what we're doing is pointing out the fact that if we're going to put another $1 billion in this session, which we will be, 800 million for sure, what are we going to get for that? We're going to, again, send down our border security, our DPS, send down our law.
As high-priced taxi drivers.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's a shame. So we need to, as Texas, we're the ones that are paying the penalty. We're the ones that are paying the penalty for drugs coming into the country, for human trafficking, for our education system, our jails, our prisons are all being taxed.
And we know that. The UN is funding the breakdown of national sovereignty. The whole conspiracy theory. That's their own statement. I think if we don't address the real crisis, people don't get what this is about. It's about breaking our borders.
That's exactly right. And, you know, with our broken borders, it's not just Texas. It's the rest of the country. So with our bill that's come out, and, of course, with a lot of the publicity we've gotten, there are actually other states that are saying we want help. And so part of our bill is to have an area, an opportunity to get gifts and funding from other sources, other people, and, of course, other states.
Oh, that's beautiful, because states can look at their budget and tell illegal aliens, anchor babies, the criminal cost is tens of billions, even for smaller states. They know that, hey, that'll help.
You better believe it, because they're paying the penalty for us not securing our border. But, you know, the big thing is, most people say, oh, it's a federal issue, so the states need to stay out of it. Well, when you've got a broken federal government that hasn't done what they're supposed to be doing for all these years, the states have to take over. And that's
all right. Well, Representative, thanks for introducing this bill. Let's come back and talk about it on the other side and the real cost of open borders with a failed third world nation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here in studio with us, and I appreciate him joining us with Stuart Rhodes. I remember back when we were exposing the TSA groping of children, which they then backed off of. We got it passed in the House, but not in the Senate. Regardless, though, this can really catch wildfire if people get involved, they get excited. You were telling me during the break something huge we'll talk about at the end of the segment, and then cover next segment that's as big as this or even bigger, about them trying to turn the state blue. But Representative Biederman, please continue with your move, your bill, to help the feds build the wall and how that would work.
Well, first of all, we've got to find out where the funding is going to come from the state of Texas. So we have a large rainy day fund. We've got plenty of money in there. The problem with that is it takes two-thirds of a vote on the House floor. And so the chairman of our Homeland Security Committee has already said that even if the bill comes, there's not going to be 100 votes because you've got 67 Democrats, and they'll vote in a block. So it's going to be difficult to get it passed with the rainy day fund. So we're looking at other ways to be able to fund this. But the important thing about the bill is it's not just for wall. It's going to be for infrastructure. It's going to be for technology. It'll be for watershed clearing of the brush so that we can use surveillance. It's going to be for roads, just a number of things that need to be done on the border. And the point is that's not being done right now because of the inability of the federal government to even move on any of those projects.
And let's be clear. Mexico has incredible culture. I like going down there. It has great food, great beaches, great people. I love Mexicans. Seriously. I mean, I do. But I was just down there for 4 or 5 days with my wife. But even the safer places now are dangerous. While I was there, there were 5 people killed one day, 2 people killed the next, 1 killed the next day. I was in Cancun. And I was like, well, I actually shouldn't come down there. It really is that dangerous now. The 200,000 dead the last decade, hundreds of thousands missing, heads being chopped off, a failed state, the smugglers, the coyotes, all this is going on. Obviously, the UN and others know the weakness of Europe, the weakness of the U.S. is our openness. They're running programs. They're saying no borders, no walls, no USA at all, that they want to overwhelm our courts, overwhelm the Border Patrol, and collapse us. This is a clear and present, bona fide, clear danger to the nation, Stuart. And you're a military guy, constitutional lawyer in your own right. You've worked in Congress with Ron Paul. I mean, obviously Trump's emergency is totally constitutional, but you're right. Why'd he go the 1976 route where it's just for law enforcement? No. As commander-in-chief, he doesn't need any of this. It's the damn border.
Yeah. And I strongly encourage, we want to encourage Governor Abbott to step up as the commander of the military forces in Texas, the right. Texas National Guard and your state guard, which is called the Texas Guard.
By the way, that wouldn't just be popular, it'd be the duty.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the right thing to do. And also to back the bill to fund the wall. As he said earlier, he spent $4 billion over the last 8 years.
That's right.
So you could, they could have built the wall already with Texas money.
That's exactly
right. So it's kind of silly for the governor. I mean, it looks good, but he's sending these DPS officers down there. And I went and talked to two of them this last week when we were there on the Rio Grande and Eagle Pass. And they said, well, yeah, I said, what are you going to do if someone wades ashore? Call Border Patrol. We're not actually going to do anything.
But because the law is broken. The federal law is broken. So even when we're down there, that's what's going to be so difficult about this bill is we have to be able to build something. So we need to be able to just be able to build something on the wall and start getting our own technology and our own surveillance down there because the laws are still so bad. As long as you can get over the border and you give yourself up, then you're in the political process. That's what the whole...
So Trump's right. We have to put up that first defense.
Mm-hmm. Where we do. We have to put up... Well, look what's happening in Eagle Pass. When that caravan came up, we only let 15 or so people in at a time, or groups, to be able to go through the process of finding out if they truly are here for flee their country. And so the rest were sitting in the detention center. And Mexico gave them visas to stay in Mexico to get jobs. And since it's taken so long, they're starting to go back into Mexico or other places or go back home. And you got to remember, this is not just Mexicans. This is OTM, other than Mexicans, and over 65% are from other countries. And so Mexico is now being forced, I believe, by the Trump administration, which is a great thing, to take responsibility for the other countries coming through their country before they come to the United States. And look what's happened. It has stopped that. Over in California, that was a total mess. They were actually trying to break through the barriers. That didn't happen in Eagle Pass because the Mexican government was actually holding and detaining them on the Mexican side. And that was just one of the best things. So people think, oh, well, Trump said he's going to have Mexico pay for the wall. Well, Mexico is paying a lot right now by keeping those people in Mexico.
Yeah, well, but they bust them all the way from their southern border all the way up there, though. The same Mexican government.
So. I know. But at least we kept them right there in Mexico. And those detention centers are actually starting to thin out. Because people aren't...
Sure, what did you think of the Democrats before the so-called deal got made? Saying cap beds at 16,500 when it fluctuates between 40,000 and 100,000 people in any one month coming in. They literally don't want judges. They don't want anything. They just want nothing totally open.
Well, they want the optics of showing, look, we don't have enough beds and these people are sick.
To create the bum rush. They want to advertise, just like Europe, there's no border.
That's exactly right, but they also want to have, all they want is the message. All they want is the optics of, look, this is a humanitarian crisis, so we have to let them in. In fact, we have legislators in Texas that live on the border saying that they have people coming across the river, and then these people, these legislators will help them break the law to be able to go find border security so they can turn themselves in. I mean,
well, I was hanging out.
No one comes across the border except for the.
I was hanging out with a major a Mexican police chief from a major city. And he said, it's a total joke. Of course, you got to have some type of papers across the border. Of course, you got to have beds. He goes, you think Mexico's bad. Guatemala's collapsing into us. And our president is saying, basically, open the borders up.
That's right.
So they're trying to collapse Mexico, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is, like, insane. Well, I mean, notice Brazil closed its borders months ago to Venezuela. It's a failed state.
Right.
When you're next door to a failed state, you better damn well close your border.
Well, this is what's so great about Trump. When you stand up and you stand up against these things, Mexico is going to start feeling the heat. The other countries have felt the heat, and they'll start doing their job.
No, you're right. They're using us as a steam valve.
Right.
Sure.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's been happening.
Now, we're about to go to break, state rep here, but drop the bombshell when we come back. I know they're trying to pull down all the monuments and get rid of history, but they now want the Alamo torn down. Wow. We'll talk about it when we come back. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, incredible stuff. Stuart Rhodes here in studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. Representative, what is the best place, Kyle, for folks to find what you're doing?
Well, they can go to my website, kylebiederman.com. Obviously, they can just go to my website at the Capitol. So at the Capitol, you just go to the switchboard, ask for State Representative Kyle Biederman, and you can get right to email to us.
And the biggest thing is they should contact the governor. They should get behind this bill right now. Texas needs to take action.
That's right. That's right. Without the governor and the lieutenant governor on board, they're the ones that really make the decision on what's happening. And they've been talking to the Trump administration, so it's not that they don't know what's going on. It just comes down to
leadership.
People. Comes down to leadership.
We'll be right back. Okay. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
As Texas goes, so goes the nation. And the entire globalist, leftist, Chi-Com-funded combine is trying to bring down this state. Great state rep Kyle Bearderman is our guest in studio with our good buddy Stuart Rhodes, who's been co-hosting all week. We're going to get back to this in a moment, but I got to play this clip. It just happened minutes ago on Fox News. with this Al-Qaeda woman, ISIS woman that married an ISIS fighter 5 years ago, went over there, worked with this guy on record, admits it, and now wants to come back here.
Oh, my God.
Then take your damn hijab off, okay, and your stupid nose ring trying to look like the, you know, the state rep or that congresswoman.
The administration says she's a terrorist and cannot reenter the country, but she insists that she belongs here.
And I know, in fact, that I was a citizen. And when I tried filing for a passport, it was very easy. It came in 10 days. So I thought I didn't have a problem. And I'm sure there's no problem. And I know my lawyer, hopefully, is working on it. And he will win the case.
What do you want to do if you went back to the States? What do you think will happen to you if you were to allow to go back?
Of course, I'll be given jail time.
John, you as the Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
Okay, so listen, you left Alabama to go fight with your husband who was in ISIS, and that's all admitted, and now you want to come. No, stay in your wonderland. And that's all I'm saying is that if you're a Muslim that loves America, and this is all great, stay here, we love you. But if you want to go join ISIS, be in all this, and now you're bitching that we won't let you back in, wearing your hijab, sitting there, I don't want to get you to wait in on this. You're trying to get a border wall built to protect the state, but this is getting crazy.
It's definitely getting crazy. In fact, we've got some legislation about the radical Islam, care. So you got the Council of American Islamic Relations, and they're basically a Hamas group, a Muslim Brotherhood, and yet they're allowed to come to the Capitol and be infiltrating into all different areas of the United States government as well as the Texas government.
Oh, they're taking my bank accounts away. No one ever touches CARE's bank accounts,
right,
who's been directly caught giving money to Hamas.
So we're in on that too, but we have so much to try to get done right now in the, and so.
No, I understand. You're focused on the border.
Yep.
So let's get to the big enchilada.
Okay.
People say, okay, they're going to pull down Davy Crockett's statue. They're going to pull down Sam Houston's statue. You know, he was against having the Civil War. These people don't know jack crap.
Mm-hmm.
They just say they're alive during this period. Well, slavery's still going on in Africa.
That's right.
We're going to blow Africa up. The Middle East is in Somalia. They're selling women in sex slavery every day at sex markets. Oh, but no leftist cares about that because Jeffrey or Jesse Smollett doesn't care. But tell us about your bill to stop pulling down the monuments because they're now, as you warned, targeting the Alamo.
That's exactly right. So I actually have two bills because it's so important that we protect the Shrine of Texas, which is the Alamo. And so I'll start with that bill real quick. Basically, it's a fight between the state of Texas and the city of San Antonio. City of San Antonio wants to remove the cenotaph, the empty tomb for our defenders that died and shed their blood on that spot. And then Santa Ana dragged them four blocks away, burned their bodies, so there would not be a proper burial, so there wouldn't be a remembrance of our defenders. And then 100 years later, on the centennial of...
So they want to complete... Let's explain that.
Yeah.
They want to complete Santa Ana's operation.
That's exactly right.
Who was aided in Mexico, lost Guatemala, mm-hmm. and was later deposed.
That's exactly right. So that city of San Antonio wants then to tell the 300 years of history on the Alamo battlefield where the battle was just part of it. Okay, the state of Texas should be going against that, but unfortunately, our general land office, headed by Chairman Bush, is allowing this to happen because they want to deal so badly with San Antonio to have this re-envision in the Alamo.
What the hell's wrong with San Antonio?
You know, well, look what San Antonio's done for the Alamo since for the last 150 years. They have just... They were supposed to maintain the cenotaph. They haven't. They've let
for, until buildings, like 60 years ago, it was a warehouse.
Fine. They let all these buildings encroach on it, and then they wonder why is it looked the way it does. Well, San Antonio did it to themselves, you know. And so right now they're expecting the state of Texas to fund them so they could make it a bigger attraction.
Why would they want to get rid of something that's such an attraction in the name of making it an attraction?
Well, because it's already an attraction, it's one of the number one, so people are going to come. So now San Antonio wants to put their political correctness on that site and bring in the indigenous Indians, bring in actually tributes to Mexico because we were so mean to defeat them, and take the defenders who died for our state that gave us our independence out 500 feet away and put them in the free speech area where San Antonio owns that land, and the battlefield will then be a place to tell the 300 years of history instead, so that they can have a bigger attraction with the other five missions.
They also wanted to be on a just purely a mission
part of the World Heritage System under the UN.
Under the UN. And well, let's expand on that. This shows the average Texan, whether it be black, white, Hispanic, who's a patriot, is arrogant and thinks Texas is patriot, is red, as if the Republicans are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get, the Democrats have looked at the demographics, the brainwashing, they think they're about to take it. And if you look at all the, Beto lost, but he won a bunch of the courts, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
We're, California 30 years ago was more right-wing than Texas. Texans better wake the hell up, man. I'm sick of this crap.
Boy,
we are so close to committing suicide.
Boy, that is so true. I mean, that is more than true. I mean, in the Capitol right now, that is so true. We see California turned. It took a number of years. We turned really quickly this last election, and they're looking at taking over the House next election if we don't really get our act together. And here it is on the World Heritage Site. So the GLO says the UN will have nothing to do with the Alamo. They won't have any management. They won't have any oversight of the Alamo. And that is true because the World Heritage Organization does not manage any sites. They just lay the guidelines down. If you want to be a World Heritage Site and be a designation for that, you have to follow their political correctness sanitation.
Which gives control of the whole region to them.
It's right. And so the lease that we signed, where we don't own the land we don't own the land in between the Alamo.
So don't you agree with what the land commissioner earlier, when he said we shouldn't leave this to the Daughters of the Republic, even though my mom and her grandma were involved. We need to take it away and have the state run it.
Well, we needed more funding into it, okay? So that's the problem. The Daughters didn't have the funding, and they did a great job. Without them, we wouldn't even have the Alamo.
Yeah, right.
But
they're the ones that went and got it.
That's exactly right. They're the ones that saved it, okay? But the point is, the state of Texas can do a great job there. But the problem is they're trying to
So what needs to happen? What needs to happen to save the Alamo? Oh, my God, we can't even protect like a 300 sanctuary shrine. What can we do?
So my monument bills to stop any monuments from being moved that are over 20 years old. If you do, you've got to have a vote of 2/3 of the
people. Make them a heritage site. Well, not under the UN, but just under Texas.
Well, I'm telling you.
Historical site.
Well, we don't trust the Texas Historical Commission either, so we got to be careful who we give it to. Right now, we have to protect it by not allowing it to be moved, but we also are going to do eminent domain and take over the land that San Antonio owns in front of the Alamo.
Well, that's a eminent domain I would support. The state needs to take over the Alamo.
I mean, that is ours. It was supposed to be given to the state of Texas, but San Antonio decided to give a long-term lease, and the GLO accepted it. So in that long-term lease, we cannot jeopardize the designation of a World Heritage
State rep here, Bernerman, I love what you're doing, but I don't want to cuss on air, but I call it the chicken you-know-what dimension. I mean, how could someone want to piss on the Alamo when it already makes San Antonio hundreds of millions a year? Probably more. I mean, why?
Cultural war.
Well, it's cultural war.
Because if you can take that down 170, 80 years later, you mean you're winning.
Right. It's a cultural war. You're exactly right, Stuart. But it's also it's all about money. I mean, it's going to be a lot of money, huge contracts, a foundation. It's hard to file the money because there's so many different bank accounts. And they're not able to be looked at by the...
Let's talk about what are some of the other monuments they've already torn down.
Well, how about what's going on in Dallas? Right now, the city council and the mayor are debating on taking down one of the Civil War monuments. But the question is, do we wrecking ball it or are we become more humane and take it down piece by piece? I mean, this is getting sick. And there's no voice by the people. It's just the local officials making this decision. And that's where we have to stop.
And now Google says get rid of the term mother and father. And there's no end to what the controlled left wants to wrecking ball. We'll be right back with a plan to build a wall to defend Texas, launched by Texas, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Spread those links. It's an act of rebellion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back
to California running Texas.
Let's go to Luke's
Bar, Texas. This is where I live. Teaching 5-year-old boys to wear dresses.
Well, that's where I live.
Fredericksburg, Arkansas. With needles and homeless people crapping all over the ground.
Like
I'm going to stop being joking around. Let's get serious. State Rep. Kyle Biederman is here with us. He's introduced the bill that's moving forward with your support for Texas to fund building its own section of wall that would save a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you dropped the bombshell on me there in the break. It's not just they're trying to take over the Alamo. They're actually wanting to fly a Mexican flag over it. Tell us about that.
Well, you got to realize who's running San Antonio. You've got the Castro brothers and, of course, their whole family. And they're the ones that got started on this re-envision, re-envision.
re-envision the Alamo. They brought it up because it's been talked about for years, but they're the ones that really got it going. And, of course, that would be their ideal. And it's been talked about right now to move the Cenotaph, which is the Defenders Monument, and then put in a statue of Indigenous Indian Chief, and then, you know, a statue of maybe William Travis, maybe, and then, of course, grave sites for the Indigenous Indians, and then tributes to the Mexican Army. And it has been spoken about. And so I just can't make these things up. This is where we're heading. And when you look at the leadership of San Antonio, that will give you the reason why it's heading that direction.
But it's so pissant. Why not just embrace Texas history?
That's why don't liberals do that? Why do they always want to tear down our values and principles? Because they need to tear down Christianity, because that gets rid of morals. And without morals, they could do what they want.
Why don't we build a statue to Jesse Smollett?
I'm sure they would probably do that before they would want to have a statue of some more of the defenders. And that is what is so sad. Again, it was the white people. Unfortunately, we're the ones that are bad. And so whatever they need to do to take us down is...
Let me ask you this, because, again, it's not people that are brown or whatever that are bad. It's the leadership of the globalists. I mean, Stuart, your mom's side of the family from Mexico, great people. But we have to stop getting into this thing that we're bad because we're white. Why does everybody want to get into a white-run country so fast?
Well, I look at my family. My family's been from the border for over 100 years. And, again, my wife is Hispanic and her whole family. The problem is the messaging that has been given to especially the Hispanic community is not – they are a culture of values and principles of Christianity, of their Catholic Church and their Catholic principles, which would be pro-life, and yet they're voting for abortion. So it is just
– And that's how they say Beto, despite all his fraud, was barely beaten. Enough Hispanics called their family and said, you know, he's for partial birth abortion.
Mm-hmm. He is. And, you know, how could you vote for that? Because you vote for it because the leaders have been telling you what to do.
And so the answer is, as Americans, no matter what color we are, we've not been doing our job getting the word out about the Democrats.
That's exactly
right. The average Texan sits there on their ass. Myself, like, oh, Texas is fine. No, we've almost lost Texas, folks. Just like California. So next time you look down on France or look down on California or look down on wherever, remember, they were once free, too.
Well, you know, being conservative was one thing. It all comes from leadership, as you said earlier. What is the leadership? And if our leadership is not going to stand for Texas, then that's how it'll fall. And if you want to try to play it safe and you want to try to, you know, kind of deny what's really happening so that you can be popular, that's where the problem's.
Well, let me tell this big secret. You're going to get demonized. We're coming on tomorrow. But any smart constituent's going to think that's a good thing. The establishment Republican Party grovels to corporate media when it has no power. Only the power we give it. I'm not a big Roosevelt fan. I like some of what he did. Shout out to the Nazis. But the only fear we have is fear itself. It's that last illusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is. There is no power there. We just have to stop giving them the power. Oh, my gosh. If I stand up for not sexualizing children, or if I stand up against, you know, Big Pharma pushing, you know, hardcore drugs on kids, I'm going to be demonized. Good. You want to be attacked by bad guys. Why the hell are we so afraid?
Well, you know, and the poll I just gave you earlier in the show, where the number one and number two most important issues to the state of Texas by the constituents in Texas is illegal immigration and border security. And we need our governor to put those priorities first. And that's why it's going to be so important what Stewart's going to be doing down at the border, where we can announce that we would like, or we demand that our leadership, our leader in the state of Texas, Governor Abbott, to stand for Trump.
Oh, I mean, how popular would Abbott be if he called for a bill of a $5 surcharge on every driver's license to build the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Texas would rush to do it. Stuart?
Yeah, well, Governor Abbott needs to take the lead. He's in the hot seat. He needs to declare an emergency in Texas, which will bolster President Trump and give him some support. I don't know why Abbott's been silent. He needs to step up and be the leader of Texas and support Kyle Biederman's bill.
Well, they
build the wall.
That's exactly right. And if they take a poll, which I know they are, and they may not want to, you know, acknowledge it, but the poll is the people want border security and they want illegal immigration to
stop.
Has
Trump chimed in on what you're doing yet?
Well, we're trying to get him to chime in here. He has spoken to Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick. He has spoken to them. But again, you know, it's up to us. It's not up to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is doing everything he can.
And I love Mexico, but it's not like we're on the border with Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and even rich countries have borders for a reason. Criminals are coming across. The idea that we can't have any borders, any walls, no USA at all, that's what this is about. And I've said it. And Lou Dobbs talked about it, and they said, basically kick him off air. We need to criminally charge the people that are transferring State Department money to Soros to fund these caravans in the attempt to break our immigration system. Our lenient system has only invited people to exploit it. And, Stuart, why do you think they want to totally break the border?
Well, it's obvious. They want to take over the United States with people they believe will vote their way. And, you know, the Mexican Tejanos who fought at the Alamo and all their descendants are flag-waving patriotic Americans, too. I saw them down at the El Paso rally, at Trump's rally. About a quarter of the audience were Hispanic Americans. So it's not a racial issue, but it is a cultural issue.
Mm-hmm.
They want to flood us with people in larger capacities than we can assimilate, and also condition them not to assimilate. As you said earlier, the new model is a salad bowl, supposedly. Don't assimilate. Fly your own flag. That's just that won't work. If they're not going to come here. Teddy Roosevelt.
If your old flag was so good, why the hell are you coming here?
Right. And as Teddy Roosevelt said, if you come here and assimilate, then you're an American. Well, we have an obligation and duty. We'd be proud to accept you. And if you refuse to assimilate, you don't belong here.
Well, I believe that the Hispanic population wants to assimilate, wants to be called Americans, except that they are getting brainwashed.
No, there's no leadership.
They're getting pressured by the liberal leadership,
the media
leaders, and the media.
So you're saying there's no leadership?
That's correct. Well, they have great leadership
from the other side. I'm saying there's no oppositional.
Right, you're exactly right.
All right, Representative, how do people follow what you're doing? How do they get involved? How do they get the governor and others to promote this?
Well, the governor, you have to call the governor. You just got to flood his phone lines and let him know what you feel about the border security issue and about illegal immigration, and that should be the number one priority here in the state of Texas, and that we need to support Donald Trump.
And he needs to declare an emergency in Texas and support your bill.
That's exactly right. Right. And again, everyone gets so bent out of shape that, it's a wall. We're not going to have a wall on the whole border for a thousand.
We need to get on the offense and have Beto declared as a traitor and all the leftist groups and the UN. We need indictments. We need the state police, the Texas Rangers, kicking down their doors when Beto says, I got 2,000 more in today. We just put up with this open globalist invasion. It's time to take out the brass knuckles politically or roll over and die. It's that simple. Victory or death, to quote Colonel Travis.
Well, and you said, again, work on this Alamo bill. When I take the quotes from Colonel Travis, you take the quotes from Juan Seguin and other people that were at the Alamo, they knew what was going to happen. They knew what the future was going to be if we did not keep that.
And notice, everybody's racing to get away from what Santa Ana set up to what Colonel Travis set up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was what was honorable. We're not perfect, but you know what? You got your land here. You got a decent start. There's not cartels running your life.
Right.
Because people are willing to die for that.
Right. And you read what these men said back then. And how could you do what you're doing today by allowing, desecrating the Alamo when these people, if they were alive, they got to be rolling in their graves? This has got to be so upsetting to them.
Cartels are worse than Santa Ana.
Yeah.
They're worse than Santa Ana. He was nice compared to the cartels.
But the left worships a dictator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Just like they worship, you've got all these news articles where the left is worshiping, where you got Bernie Sanders loving Fidel Castro. I mean, it's just like, God, he's such a monster. All right, well, thank you for coming in. We'd like to have you back on as this progresses. And, Stuart, thanks for coming in. We've got the next hour coming up. We've got a bunch of guest hosts coming on. We got Tom Papper, just one of our TV stations we're on.
I
got
to say one more thing.
Just mention that next Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March the 3rd, we'll be down on the border, and he'll be with us down there.
That's right. You better believe it. That's right in the backyard of our chairman of Homeland Security. But I got to tell you also, it is a spiritual battle. This whole thing is a spiritual battle. We need you to pray. We need you to make phone calls. We need all the support we can get. And God bless you all, and God bless Texas.
All right. Great job, Representative. Powerful.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.